Thank you. This is William Heerwagen, the 2016 chair of the PNB Audit Committee, continuing until all PNB members and LSB members of this committee are completed. And Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi is continuing secretary. And Nancy, can you call the roll? Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi, are you there?
I'm sorry, I was muted. KPFA, Sasha Futran. Sasha, are you muted?
I'm sorry, I had it on mute here.
Okay, Sasha's present. All right, Janet Coburn?
Present.
Janet, present. Ahmad Anderson? Okay, Ahmad, I do not hear you. All right, next KPFK, Jamie Gomez?
Here.
Jamie, present. Jonathan Alexander? Jonathan, I do not hear you. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace, present. Dorothy Rake? Dorothy, I do not hear you. William, WBAI, William Heerwagen?
Present.
William, present. Frank Lefebvre?
Presente.
Frank, present. Next, KPFT, Wesley Bethune? Wesley, I do not hear you. Venetia Patel Adams? Venetia? Venetia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Venetia, present. All right, Nancy Sabar and I, Tommy, I am here. Next, WPFW. Ron Pinchbeck? Ron, I do not hear you. Nancy Sorden?
Here.
Nancy Sorden, present. We have quorum, chair. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have nine.
Okay, that's a quorum. 9 of 14.
Yes. 14.
Thank you.
Yes.
And next, after the roll call, is trying to get timekeepers, selection of timekeepers. Any volunteers? Please. We need a timekeeper for, like, if it's 2 minutes, or we decide 90 seconds whatever, per speaker. And then we need one for the items on the agenda, like if something's supposed to be 10 minutes or 15 minutes, time that item. We need two timekeepers.
Nobody, the speakers have 90 seconds. Anybody?
Okay, anybody willing to do the speakers? But now it's time to speakers.
This is Janet. I'll volunteer.
Thank you,
Thank
Janet.
You.
For speakers? For items?
Janet, speakers.
Speakers. Okay, Janet's going to do speakers. Somebody else going to do items? Please?
It's difficult for Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi and I to do it because she's the secretary and I'm the chair. So we've already got a little bit busy. Anybody else, please, do
chair,
the timekeeping.
This
Hello.
Is Nancy. Yeah, this is Nancy from KPFT.
Yeah.
You know, I might, you know, I'm not on the board.
I can do items.
Is that Venetia?
Okay, Venetia, thank you. Thank you, Venetia, for doing items. Okay, Chair, since I did not cut, and so if I probably won't be on this committee because I'll be replaced this week. So I think it's good if another person who was elected and for sure is going to be on this committee to do secretary for tonight. Anybody want to do that?
Well, I think we go as we've been going, and when we have a new committee, and some of, a lot of us may be replaced, then they can have the elect pro tem officers, and then eventually
okay, I'll
permanent
do
officers.
Okay, I will do it.
Thank you. Okay, so we've got some timekeepers. Great. And we have agenda approval for 15 minutes for the item. And... although we haven't approved the agenda yet, so I guess that's not real yet. But hopefully 15 minutes for agenda approval. in the agenda that I sent out. I hope everybody saw it. If you didn't see an email, it's on the KPFTX calendar. And it is the call to order, the roll call, and a selection of timekeepers. We're 1, 2, 3. Now we're on 4, agenda of 15 minutes. And then we have open 5 is open session minutes approval. And 6 is for 10 minutes. And then 6 is discuss need for future executive session to approve minutes of executive sessions, 5 minutes. And number 7 is the 2015 audit engagement letter motion for 15 minutes. Number 8, old business. Please, the one I have has A empty. What does that mean? Does anybody have an agenda that shows what's in A? Mine, it's nothing there. Oh, no, A, I just skipped a line. That's it. Management deficiencies letter from the auditor for 5 minutes. B is, this is old business, things we didn't get to. Discuss the RFP or request for proposal for future auditors, 20 minutes. And C, discussion of our understanding of the purpose of the audit committee, which was from Sasha Futran, 20 minutes. And then number 10 is new business. Number 9 is new business. And 9A is discuss the March 2, 2017 on-air national fundraising, if anybody wants to, for 15 minutes possibly. And 10 is adjourned by 10:30 p.m. Okay. Any motion to approve the agenda?
Sasha from the stack. Hello?
Okay. Well, we need to get a motion before we can have a stack.
Okay.
Anybody want to move to approve the agenda?
I'd like to add to the agenda.
Well, we have to get a motion to approve the agenda, then we can try to amend it. Somebody?
Janet, so moved.
Okay, thank you. This will be move to have the agenda approved. And now we'll take a stack. Sasha, you said you wanted to say something? Well,
Sasha, unmute yourself.
Yeah, hi. Sorry about that. Am I unmuted now?
Yes.
Okay. So I was just wondering if we were going to talk about the 2015 audit in general, not just the engagement letter, or if that can be done. I'm thinking in terms of do all the units have their paperwork ready so that an audit can commence, et cetera.
Okay. Would you like to put that under 7?
I would just call it discussion of the 2015 audit, and whatever issues there are can be brought up.
Okay. So how about we change or add to number 7 the audit in 2015 audit engagement letter motion and discussion.
Okay. Of the audit, yeah.
Okay. Any comments or discussion on adding to number 7 and discussion?
Janet.
Okay, Janet.
So
go ahead.
I think these should be two separate issues, the engagement letter and a discussion of the status of the 2015 audit. I'm guessing that's what Sasha was asking.
Yes, and that's fine with me.
So you want to make it, Janet, you would make it like 7 and 7A or something?
Yeah.
Discuss. Okay, so 7A is being amended now to make it 7A. Well, I suggested it. It wasn't really a motion. Let's just say the motion now is that 7A will be a discussion of the 2015 audit readiness.
The status. Discussion of the status.
Okay, status. Very good. 7A is discussion of 2015 audit status. Any discussion on that amendment or that motion? Let's call that the motion. No discussion? Okay. Hearing no discussion, let's make that for 10 minutes. 7A will be for 10 minutes. And hearing no objection, no discussion, is there any objection to adding that 7A? Hearing none, that's approved. Be added to the agenda. Any other discussion on the agenda? Hearing none, then are there any objections to the approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda as amended is approved. Okay, now we move on to open session minutes. And Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi, do you have like a list of things that open session minutes that haven't been approved yet?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to do them one at a time?
Okay. Let me see. I sent an email a few minutes ago. I'm trying to find the paper. Did anybody get it?
I got one a while ago. This is William. It's more than a few minutes. I got one for today. Gotta get back up to the top for February 6th.
Hi, it's Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy.
Oh, Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy. Hi. Sorry, I'm late. I'm sick.
Oh, sorry you're sick.
Well, at least I got out of the other meeting that I always had to go to while I was trying to listen to this meeting.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's William. Nancy, I was trying to tell you I saw a February 6th minutes. Was that the one you were talking about? That was 5:43 Eastern time.
Yes. And December 5th, we did not approve yet. We didn't get to it in the last meeting to consider to approve it. So,
okay.
The oldest one is December 5th, and then January 9th, and then February 6th. So that's
what am I reading? Wait a minute. By refundable tax credits. Now, this is an issue the conservatives have had kind of a major problem.
Somebody mute.
Somebody mute, please.
Yeah, okay.
Radio or television or something. Thank you.
Okay, there's a September 19th meeting. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you there?
I was just going to repeat what you said, but go ahead.
Okay, the September 19th meeting, I am not sure if it's been approved. If it was approved, it probably was approved in the October 3rd minutes, which Venetia did. And I think she did them twice. I'm not sure because I did not receive it from her. So did y'all receive the October 3rd minutes from Venetia? Does Venetia, are you on the line? Venetia, do you remember if you...
Yeah, I sent them in January. I can resend them.
Yes. No. I cannot unload it. It just keeps going round and round, and I can't get to it. So do you remember, did the September 19th minutes, were they passed?
If it was... I don't understand the question. If it was attached...
Yeah,
no,
it's approved.
It was approved.
The September 19th minutes approved. Okay, anyway, we'll find out later. September 19th, I'm not sure if it was approved or not. not, because I can't get into her October 3rd minutes. I just
let me look. And, okay. Let me look.
Then December 5th yet, and because we didn't get to it, January 9th and February 6th. Just those four meetings. And then I have to say something. Yeah, the executive meetings, the open sessions of the executive sessions are all approved. We've all passed them. However, I did not make executive minutes except on paper, you know, like brief notes. Most of the time I was listening. And those things are not archived, you know. So if there's a way, Mr. Janet might know, or some of the people who've been on the board longer, Janet might know that if there's a way to access those executive minutes, I offered to volunteer to write them because I remember one of them I fell asleep. anyway, I'd like to, I can't get to them. Yeah, that's a bad thing when you're alone and it's quiet and mother's gone to bed and nobody to wake me up. Oh, it's awful.
We have a section in the agenda. This is William for considering scheduling an executive session for minutes approval, so we can at that point also discuss how we're going to go about trying to create them. Okay.
Okay. And there's executive one, session. Two, three, four, five, six executive sessions.
Okay.
We made a report out on the website. Otis, I think, has put a kind of all-purpose reason for executive session. So we're in compliance with CPB and with, you know, by open transparency.
Okay, we'll talk about executive session when we get to that item on the agenda. Venetia, did you find in October 3rd if September 19th had been approved?
Yes, they were approved, and there was something wrong with the file, so I tried to resend it to the chair and the secretary, Nancy.
When? Just now?
Just now I resent it.
Okay, so obviously we won't have time to read it, so if
right.
I get it and I see that it didn't go to everybody, I'll forward it to everybody for next week.
And, but the September 19th was for sure approved.
The phone and I need
okay.
to listen to
approved.
This call,
thank you very much. So that leaves us to consider October 3rd, next meeting.
Oh, God.
And then we have now December 5, 2016. Has anybody has there any discussion on those minutes?
I can't. I can hear everything.
Hearing no discussion, is there any objection to the December 5, 2016 minutes?
Janet, can I, I'm sorry, I was on mute. Can I say something about them?
Oh, sure, go ahead.
Or that. Well, the committee was sent the February 6th and then March 6th. I'm sorry, the February 6th and the January 9th draft minutes, but we were not resent the December minutes, so it's like I don't...
But what do you mean by resent? Were there changes to it or something? That I'm
no,
that,
you know, I can't remember when they were initially sent, and...
Okay.
So I haven't...
Hold on,
for one.
Hold on.
Let me just finish.
Hold on.
I haven't... Let me just finish. Go ahead.
Nancy, do you know when those December 5th minutes were sent?
Yes. They were sent probably the January meeting, and we did not, you know, we moved to, you were going to have it until the next month, but Janet made amended Williams' motion to do it at the end of the meeting at 9A, and then we didn't even get that far. So it wasn't, and I will try to resend it. How about that?
William, may I finish, please?
Okay.
Janet, what I'm saying is they were not resent since the original time, and I, for one, have not looked at, you know, I don't, you know, this is now March, and So there were two sets of minutes sent today, but these were previous meetings. But the December one was not resent today. So I would have to abstain in terms of approving because I haven't looked at them. I might have looked at them 2 months ago, but I don't remember.
Okay. So are there any objections to Janet just said she wants to abstain.
Yes.
Take a vote. But does anybody object to approving the minutes of December 5, 2016?
Hi, this is Sasha.
Yes?
Well, yeah, I do. I mean, I don't understand why we can't be sent minutes a day or two before a meeting so we can actually read them, rather than not being sent them at all or being sent them in the middle of a meeting after, you know, as the vote is being taken on the minutes. That makes no sense to me, and it's simple enough.
Well, Sasha, these were sent a couple of months ago, so...
Well, that's fine, but I'm with Janet. I don't remember. I probably read them when they were sent, but I don't have no idea.
Okay, so does anybody care to make a motion to put these off to the next meeting or something like that, or we just take a vote? I'd say we just take a vote.
Okay, I move that we accept.
Go ahead, somebody talking?
You wanted a motion for what now? Say that again. Nancy Sorden.
Does anybody want to postpone these minutes to the next meeting, as we did last month, or we tried last month?
Nancy Sorden.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Just for a point, a request for information. So can't we just approve them? And if there is a discrepancy, can't those be corrected in the future? Anybody that...
This is true. Thank you. This is true. So let's, Nancy Sabara-Naratomi, let's take a vote. We'll see what happens. December 5, 2016 minutes. You can say yes, no, or abstain.
Yeah. Anyway, I apologize. I'm always late, and I did too much work. Okay. Sasha Futra, this is on December 5th, okay?
I'm going to abstain.
Sasha, abstain. Janet Coburn, this is KPFA.
I'm sorry, which date?
December 5th.
Abstain.
Okay. Ahmad Anderson, is he still here? No, I don't hear him. Okay, KPFK, Jamie Gomez.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't hear what the vote was. I stepped away.
Oh,
what are we voting on?
We're voting to approve the December 5th minutes.
Oh, I have to abstain.
Oh, abstain. Okay, Jamie abstains. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Grace, yes.
Dorothy Rake. Dorothy?
Yes.
Dorothy, yes. Okay. WBAI, William Hewagon?
Yes.
William votes yes. Okay. Frank Lafitte?
Abstain.
Frank abstain. Next, KPFT, Wesley Bethune? Oh, Wesley's not here. Okay. Venetia Patel Adams?
I dropped off the call. Can you tell me what we're voting on, please?
Yeah, voting on December 5th minutes.
Yes to approve.
Okay. Denisha, yes. Okay, Nancy Sidebar and Adi told me that's me. I'm going to vote yes. And WPFW is, Ron is not here yet, right? Okay, Ron, no. Okay, Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Is that yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden, yes. All right. We have yes, one, two. I'm sorry. Grace, one. Dorothy, two. William, three. Venetia, four. Nancy, five. Nancy, six. Yes.
and abstention, Sasha, Janet, Jamie, Frank, four abstentions.
So that motion is approved. Those minutes are approved.
Yes.
Now we move on to January 9, 2017 minutes. Any motion to approve those?
Look in the laundry room.
Well, I don't know. That will help us with approval. Who was that?
Janet.
Janet moved to approve?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Any discussion on the January 9th, 2017 minutes? Hearing none. Any objections on the January 9th, 2017 minutes? Hearing none, they're approved. January 19th minutes approved. And now we move on to February 6th, 2017 minutes. Any motion to approve?
Janet.
Janet.
So moved.
Okay. Any discussion on the February 6th, 2017 minutes? Well, I have a motion to make on to amend the minutes down in number six, at number seven within Roman numeral six. The vote, what I said, and I listened to the meeting just not too long ago, I ruled that it was not pertinent to six, Roman numeral six, which is the response from the IED. And I want to change that phrasing. And then there was a member recent challenged the ruling of the chair. Then the chair ruled that we needed to have an extension that somebody had moved for before we continued, and that was for an extension of 6 minutes. And that's what the vote is about in number seven. Now, I can't write that up now, so if Nancy Sabaranaratomi can't correct that now, maybe I'll correct it and send it out to everybody. And we'll vote next time. Any suggestions or opinions?
Nancy Sorgan, I move that we approve the minutes contingent on you correcting what you just said you were going to correct.
You need to approve them now, and then I come back next meeting and try to change them?
No. I mean, we would approve them as you described you're going to change them.
Okay. So we're going to
if it doesn't get changed the way you described, then the approval is null and void.
Okay. So I will, my understanding is that I will revise Nancy Sabaranaratomi's minutes with my suggestion in number six, Roman numeral seven, in that area. And which just changes, we can go, I'll go back and listen to see exactly what I said, and get that in the minutes. Is there any objection to taking a vote like this, that we can approve the minutes, knowing that I'm going to, modify them and then they'll be approved, unless somebody comes back and says, that's not what you said. Is there any objection to taking a vote like that, as suggested by...
Yeah, I object. This is Grace. I object. That's too weird.
It's weird. Okay.
Nancy, KPFT.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, I want to clarify. You said that the on Roman numeral 6 that the response from the IED, what number is that? Roman numeral 6 and where something about the IED. I'm looking. I don't see it. I can just erase it.
I'm scrolling through it now again. I wrote some cryptic notes to myself. Let's see. Where is it? Number 6. Roman numeral 6, VI.
Uh-huh.
And then number 7 within that, VI.7.
Okay.
Chair William Hairwagon, WBAI, rules that discussion about whose fault it is that audit is late is not pertinent to number 6, which is about the IED's response to an email. And then the vote below that was actually that I ruled that we're going to vote on the extension that was offered earlier before we continue. And we had that vote on the extension, which you say at the bottom, but it wasn't a vote on the objection to the ruling of the chair. It was a vote.
Oh, we did not do that.
Right.
Okay.
We never got to that.
Okay.
But the vote was on the extension. And the extension, I believe, let me just put down, the extension law. And then after that, Coburn suggested we adjourn, and I ruled that we adjourn. So,
Janet, can I say something about...
Sure.
So there is a line that says Nancy Sorden moved for an extension of 6 minutes in the previous item. So all you have to do is move that down above the vote.
Well, it could be, yeah. And then okay.
Okay, I'll try to do that.
Wait a minute. So I don't know if Grace has a point that we should just straighten this out and vote on it at a later time, unless somebody can be writing this up right now for everybody to look at. I doubt it.
I think that's a good idea. I'm sorry, Nancy from KPFT. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Nancy. KPFT.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, and not take up more time. Or I will try to do it. It's just that one line, put it down and on top of the voting.
Okay, well, why don't you send me something? Or I could send to you what I think. I could send to you what I think the changes are, and then you'll send it out to everybody, and we'll vote next time. Does anybody object to that we'll move this to the next meeting after revision? Hearing no objection, it's going to go to the next meeting. Wow, my handwriting is getting even worse than it was. Going to the next meeting and my revision. Okay, so I think we're done with open session minutes. I thank you all. And now the next item, let's see. Move this around. What do we have here? Open session minutes. Discuss the need for an executive session to approve minutes. And I believe Nancy was mentioning all the dates that we may not have executive session minutes for, and we'll repeat those, I guess. And then I guess Nancy and I will have to try to work on creating minutes from our notes. And then everybody will have a chance to look at it and see if they have any changes for their notes. Also, for an executive session, which I think we should schedule now for our next meeting, for our next meeting dates. Nancy, could you give the dates that are, we may not have minutes for executive session?
Okay. There are minutes on all these dates, but... They were,
executive session minutes, not open session, executive.
Yeah. Exclusively
you're
open.
You're saying there are none.
No. Exclusively executive session, no. We have just one report out in the open August 17th. So these are April 4th, April 6th, June 27th, August 1st, August 9th, August 17th. So there's six executive meeting executive sessions.
We're at time, by the way.
Oh. Okay. Thank you, Venetia. We moved on to a new item for 5 minutes. We used up to 5 minutes.
Maybe it dropped off at that point.
We probably used 3 or 4 minutes already with me rambling on about these minutes. But let's just finish up. We have six executive session minutes to create between, I guess, Nancy, Sabara, and Tommy and myself. We'll try to come up with minutes. And then let's now schedule an executive session for 10 o'clock next meeting date. Any discussion on doing that? So that would be next month's meeting is what? March? We'll just call it next meeting. Next meeting date, which would be April something, which is on the calendar already, but I can't see the calendar right now. Any discussion on having a 10 p.m. Eastern Time executive session to discuss these executive session minutes?
April 3rd, William. April 3rd. Monday.
April 3rd. Thank you very much. No discussion. Okay. Now, does anybody object to scheduling an executive session meeting for 10 p.m. April 3rd, which is the same date we'll have an open session before that? No objection. So that is approved. I will get that on the calendar. Okay. And it's 9:22. Here, making notes to myself. Next item is the 2015 audit engagement letter motion. I believe there was that motion.
Janet, point of information or point or request. So there have been some emails questioning my being on this committee. And so would you
We discussed that at the beginning of the meeting.
Right,
people were on the PNB haven't been replaced yet. So you're still on.
From 2016. Okay.
Well, 2016 people who have not been replaced are still on the committee. Thank you. The audit engagement letter has that's been sent in to the committee.
The 2015? Oh, I'm sorry, Nancy. KPSC.
Yeah, someone said they were going to do a 2015 audit engagement letter motion.
Oh, Janet. Yes, I did.
Did you send that to the committee?
I did.
You did? Okay. Okay. Has anybody seen that motion?
I have. This is Patel Adams.
Oh, great. Somehow I missed it. Okay. I know the gist of it. We're just going to... Or maybe you should read it then. Either Janet or Venetia, read that, whoever might have it quickest in front of them.
Well, this is Janet. May I move it at the meeting then?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. I move that the PNB Audit Committee recommend the PNB approve engaging Armanino as the fiscal year 2015 auditor and directs the committee chair to send the PNB this motion requesting it be put on the next PNB meeting agenda under committee motion.
Thank you. Any discussion on that motion?
Nancy from KPSC.
Yes, Nancy?
This is Janet. Can I motivate?
Okay, motivate first, then discuss. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Well, we all know that the 2015 audit is really late, you know, just as the 2014 was. And so there seems to not have been clarification of who the auditor. There was some discussion last year about engaging Armanino for 2015. So, and we have to get going with the audit. So that's why this motion, why I made this motion.
Okay, thank you. Was it Nancy Sabarinaratomi? You wanted to speak on this motion?
Yes, yes. We had a consensus that that was the way to go, and I cannot remember, but I remember is after Margie Wilkinson said it's too late and to getting a new one, it would be easier and faster if we kept the old one so they can hit the ground running. And I cannot remember if we made a vote on it, but we did not do a formal engagement letter. You know, we didn't. I don't remember that word being in the motion. So it was most of the consensus was to keep the same one for 2015.
Okay, so it's in order, and you're thinking to ask for this thing, to pass this motion about an engagement letter.
Nancy Sorden.
Yeah. Request
for information.
Go ahead.
Has Armanino been paid completely now for the 2014 audit?
No, I think I forwarded today an email from him to me that I forwarded to the committee. I hope everybody got it. He's been told that the check is in process and he should be getting it soon to bring the account current, I think was the wording he used. So it's not paid. You know, I don't, maybe they sent the check today. I don't know. But I haven't had confirmation that they've been paid, but it's in the works, according to the auditor.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Any further discussion on this motion about the 2015 audit engagement letter?
This is Grace. I think it's a good motion, and I will vote in favor of it.
Okay, thank you.
We need to move on this quickly.
Yes, good idea.
That's all.
And if there's any further discussion?
Nancy, are we going to craft the wordsmith the letter tonight?
No. The engagement letter is between management and the auditor.
So we're going to
a standard engagement letter that they've been doing for eons.
So we won't
phrase it.
So Janet is going to present us a motion or
we
to
have
recommend
a motion.
She just read
it to us. She said she sent it.
Okay.
Janet, may I clarify?
Yes.
The motion recommends the PNB approve engaging Armanino.
Right. And then management.
That this committee recommends. So the engagement letter would come from the IED. But.
We're asking the PNB to approve this. That's the way you worded it in the motion.
So we're not supplying an engagement letter.
No. There's probably a relatively standard engagement letter that we may have copies of from prior years, but it's not something we write. It's between management and the auditor.
Request for information, Nancy from KPFT.
Yes, Nancy.
Are the newly elected members, did y'all get... are you getting the emails like this motion of Janet's to recommend to the PMB?
Yeah, I have everybody on my list. So if I'm sending out stuff, they're getting it. If somebody else is sending it, I don't know. I'm not sure.
All right.
Okay, Venetia said she got it. Janet said she sent it. Now, is there any objection to this motion number 7 on the Roman numeral 7? Hearing no objection, that motion is approved. And now the second part of 7, or 7A, I think we were going to call it, was any discussion on the 2015 audit in general?
Yes, Sasha, for the stack.
Go ahead.
I think that we, as a PMB committee, need to set in motion finding out whether or not all of the paperwork is ready for an audit at all the various units. We had gotten something, I think, 2-3 months ago, which indicated that I believe none of the units were ready. One of them might have been. They had various degrees of things that were missing. I don't know where that report is, but we did get that a few months ago. And I think we need to find that out again or send a resolution to the PNB that the IED, you know, find out. However, this is technically done in our government system, which is really cumbersome, that we find out what we get, a status report on all the units, and we ask that a deadline be set for all the units that do not have everything ready to go, because since we have the money to do it and we have a deadline on us, it behooves us to make sure that everything gets going. In my experience with the 2014 audit, which I came in on when it was, I think, just about ready for us to be discussing, had missing bits and pieces still. So we were discussing an audit at this committee to see whether we approved it or not that still had pieces missing. So we don't have a whole lot of time, and we have an AG that's not terribly happy with us.
Janet, for the stack.
Janet.
Nancy, for the stack.
Yeah, so we did this last year. The committee requested of the IED to send a status report to this committee. This could be done again. Ask the IED to supply a status report.
Okay. Janet?
Yeah.
You finished?
Okay.
Nancy Sabarnow, Tommy.
Okay. On the January 9th meeting, Janet Colburn reported news from the PMB that almost all the materials that are needed from all the four stations were about ready, except for KPFK, some appendages, and I don't know what that means, but some things were not.
No, not KPFK.
Oh, A?
Yes.
Yeah, I see it. Okay, KPFA. Okay, some appendages. And I'd like to say that that was the cause of the 13 and the 14 costing so much because they have to stop and call the auditors and ask the station to send something, and then it comes, and then their rate of work is extremely expensive. So I think what I would try to do is have a time on your LSB meeting and give a little update about the audit, and that those information or documents need to be sent in a timely fashion, not piecemeal, because piecemeal, I mean, it's almost like sabotage if you're going to do it piecemeal, because they should know or they should be told. It's very expensive when they have to start and stop and start and stop. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Sasha, for the check.
Okay, Sasha.
Yes, at our last LSB meeting, the business manager said that everything was ready for 2015. Now, I didn't in particular remember anything about appendages or ask her about appendages, whatever those might be, but that's what she said. However, I'd like to make a motion that the IED, that we request that the IED send us an update on whether all the materials for all the units, and I believe the archives, it's not just the archives, I think, have to send us some bookkeeping so that all the units, that we get be given a report whether all the units have their paperwork ready to go for the 2015 audit, and If not, is what deadlines have been given to the units that are not prepared?
Janet? Go ahead, Janet.
Yeah, I support that motion. I just wanted to state what the units are. They're each of the five stations, plus the Pacifica Radio Archives, plus the National Office.
Plus Pacifica, right.
Yes.
Okay. Sasha, are you in a position to type up that motion and send it in?
I guess so. I can make myself in position to do that. Okay. Give me
a
couple of minutes. Okay.
I was going to, as an alternate, I'm not making a substitute motion, but if nobody came up with an idea, and Sasha has, I was going to say, why don't we forward our prior emails to the prior IED, but this may be better. It's more direct, straight to the point, rather than getting involved in the prior email. So, any further discussion on what Sasha's going to be trying to type up?
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, maybe somebody else wants that. This would be my second time. Anybody else?
Nobody else has asked if they do.
All right. Okay, so I'm wondering, I'm wondering about a date, by when would we want this? By the next meeting? How about by April? April, whatever it is, April 3rd. Can I amend?
Okay. Can I make a suggestion or an offering? How about we ask for the old cliche, as soon as possible, but our next meeting is in no event later than April 3rd. I mean, that's crazy to wait that long. We should get an answer pretty quick, I would hope. But who knows? Maybe not. So I like that, asking, I would say, as soon as possible, but in no event later than our next meeting, which is April 3rd. Okay. How you doing, Sasha, with that? Am I still connected? Anybody hearing me?
Yeah, we just have one more minute for this item, by the way.
One more minute for this item. I wish there was a way I could just easily recess the meeting and come back with with the Sasha's motion. But let's just wait.
Okay, I've got it. I'm just sent it out to all of you. I should say that I added a second line, which I hope everybody will approve of. And hang on a second while I go to my sent folder and find it. Where is it? Oh, come on. Well, this drives me crazy. My email has been acting up, folks, and I'm really sorry about that, but it doesn't necessarily give me things. I'm not seeing it in my sent folder. Did anybody receive this? Because I did send it. And I am not seeing it in my sent folder, but there are a lot of names, and perhaps it's just slow. Oh, it's in my outbox. Great. Let me try to send it again.
This is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Could Sasha at least read it?
Sure. Request that the I'm having a problem sending it. Request that the IED give the audit committee an update on whether all seven Pacifica units have their paperwork complete for the 2015 audit by unit. In addition, if any units are not ready, what/if any completion date have they been given? And then this is what I added, which I hadn't mentioned before. Also, can the IED advise the audit committee when he thinks the audit can begin? In other words, when he thinks all this will be ready.
Sounds reasonable to William.
And I will try to send this again.
I have a suggestion.
That kind of remains in my outbox. forgive me. I've been having some email issues.
Many of us have been through that, yes.
Yes.
Yes, but did you have somebody over for 4 hours on a Sunday afternoon to fix them? And still have them?
I don't know if somebody that would do that for me.
Can you make a friendly amendment? This is my
iPod. I'm sorry, I'm not. It's just not going. Let's see. Does it?
Nancy on the stack?
Yes, Nancy.
And this is Patel Adams. Okay. I'd also like to get on the stack, please.
Okay, Nancy.
This is not to cancel out what you've written, but I just wrote one now, and I just want to read it, so maybe there's some good points in there to put in, maybe. Sasha's motion recommends to the PMB to direct the IED to direct the 5 station managers and the Pacifica Archives manager, I guess, and the National Office to send all documentation.
It just went out.
Okay. Anyway, recommending to the PMB to direct the IED to direct them and send a copy of the email directions and directives to the audit committee. And then that's all.
Okay. Venetia?
And Janet.
So we'd like to understand Nancy's, is that an amendment? Is that an addition?
I didn't take it. And she
This is Nancy. Can I speak? No, I just wrote down something while we were waiting, and maybe if she finds something good in it or she might use that. I'm just a suggestion. It's not the thing. I got it now from Sasha.
Okay.
Janet?
Venetia, did you
I had something. I think that the addition that Sasha put, I would like to change it to asking instead for some kind of written statement from each manager about their input on when the information will be ready, rather than asking the ED for their advice.
Well, okay.
Janet?
Sasha,
Janet.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so first of all, this is a governance committee. The governance committee does not, manage the general managers or anybody at the different units. The committee should go through the IED. Yeah. So I would not support what Venetia is recommending. We could ask the IED to have them, we could request of the IED to do this, but not directly from the audit committee. But I also just wanted to mention, there was the amendment for the date, by when, and I am in the process of sending that. So there was that amendment as well. That was the first amendment.
Request for information, Nancy, KPFT.
Yes, Nancy?
So what did Janet, I want to clarify what Janet just said, that she's going to send the motion for the management letter, engagement letter. Is that what you said, or?
No.
Oh.
Oh, Chair, sorry, ma'am.
Go ahead.
What was discussed earlier during the discussion of Sasha's original motion was a deadline, or asking asking the IED to provide the update as soon as possible, but no later than April 3rd, and that's what I'm sending as an amendment. That was my amendment as amended by William.
Sasha for the stack.
Go ahead, Sasha.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Can we just amend this without having to go through two votes? Because it's fine with me.
Okay, and Janet, are you sending something in writing?
Sorry, yes, I'm about to. One second. Okay, I just sent it.
Okay, let me look for it. Okay, I see something. Let me see. From Janet. Okay.
Sasha with a question.
Okay, Sasha.
Is there anything we can do in the wording of this that will see to it that the PNB takes care of this at their next meeting, rather than, given what I've heard about recent meetings, that it hang around for months while the PNB doesn't do anything? Is there any phrasing that we can put in this that would make sure it's taken care of ASAP?
Nancy, KPFT? Oh, I'm sorry.
Ms. William, I believe that Janet had that kind of phrasing in her engagement letter.
Let's add it.
Motion. Can we extract some language from there about getting the answer, having it done on the next agenda?
Nancy on the stack?
Yes, Nancy.
Due to the time-sensitive situation of Pacifica's audit or audit situation, don't use that phrase, and it recommends to the PMB to direct the IED to direct and show these to those, you know, five GMs and the PA and the national office, and to send all their documentation that and materials that the auditors need, and then the time deadline.
Janet,
and a copy of the directives of the IED by email to these five parties.
No,
no, more than five, six, seven parties.
Did Venetia, was it you that said we were at time already? Or not?
Yes, about 5 minutes ago I said we had a minute left.
I thought we were close to done. So I'd entertain a motion to extend.
Sasha, I
make
a motion
to extend
for 5 minutes.
Okay. Any objection to extending 5 minutes? Hearing no objection, we're extended for 5 minutes from 9:47 Eastern Time.